On this edition of the Catholic Schools Report, Karen Rohr and Maddie Quimby speak with the Eagle Morning Show's Mike Kerner about Christ's Cupboard. I'm James Bell. This episode brought to you by Eagle Radio and originally aired on KAYS on Monday, September 23rd. This is the Post Podcast.
We're going to start over here with Maddie. Maddie, what do you think about this cupboard? When you first experienced it, what was your thoughts of this whole thing?
Well, prior to teaching at Holy Family, I taught in the public school district, and we had something kind of like this just to provide food for some of our students in need. And so when I came over to Holy Family and saw that this was ran mostly by donation and volunteers, I just was blown away. I think it's an amazing activity.
Yeah, it is a cool activity. It's called Christ's Cupboard. And I want to go over to Maddie here, and I want to ask Maddie about the, or not Maddie, Karen. I want to go over to Karen. I want to ask you about this committee. You guys, there's a committee that runs this whole Christ's Cupboard, and what it is people help donate. And is it just students that are donating to this Christ's Cupboard, or is it all parishioners or anybody in the community?
We get money from everybody, from the our church parishioners, and also from people just in the public that want to donate.
So is it just money that they donate, or do they donate food items as well?
It's money and food items. We will not turn anything down.
Is there something that you use more than other things in this program?
Just the non-perishables, and then things that the students are able to kind of just grab themselves or even make themselves if a parent is working or something. So easy meals like mac and cheese or ramen noodles, and then just snacks that are easy for them to grab.
So this program is for students at Holy Family or I guess at Thomas More Prep too, that maybe are in need of this kind of service. Is that how it works? So what does a student need to do? Do they need to qualify, or do they need to talk to maybe a teacher, or how do they get into this program to receive this food?
We just sent out a paper to each one of the families, just giving them the chance to sign up for it if they would like to receive this every Friday.
And so how does this happen? The kids get together, they pack these food items up, and then they give these boxes to the kids. Is that how it works?
Every Wednesday, my sixth graders will, during our study hall time, some of them go to band, some of them stay in study hall, and we will pack these bags together. All names are kept confidential. They just know what's in the bags, and then I have a wonderful volunteer that helps me and make sure the right numbers get to the right classrooms. And then on Thursdays, the teachers discreetly put it into their backpacks, either Thursday or Friday, so that they can take them home over the weekend. So everything's confidential, but our sixth graders do get some of those volunteer hours or minutes just helping the poor.
Yeah, I was wondering how that worked out for you, because if you keep it confidential, do you have like a secret Santa that takes it over to their house or something? But putting it in the backpack, that kind of works really cool. So you guys do that. Do you see depletion rather rapidly right now? Is there certain times of the year where it depletes more than others? Or is it pretty steady throughout the year?
I think it's pretty steady throughout the year. I see a lot of the food donations that come in. The monetary donations that come in usually go just kind of through our budget. But I feel like we have such generous people.
Next question on this note is, if people do donate money to you, how does that work? Do you find whatever you need and then you send people out to the grocery store to buy these items? Is that how it works?
Yes. We just, usually it's Maddie, goes out and does some big run, and she's getting good at it because she's done it for so long. She said it doesn't take her very long to just go out and find those things she needs.
Does she take along helpers like you sometimes?
Sometimes. My mom helps a lot, too. I just need someone to push another cart for me.
So somebody out there, maybe they don't belong to Holy Family, maybe they don't belong to one of the parishes, but they still want to donate. You'll accept those donations. How would somebody in the community, if they want to donate to this, go about doing that?
I think just send it to the Holy Family office, come in to the school, or just give it to the church.
Okay. So, and they could put it in the memo or write a note or something in there too. And so mailing it to one of the schools or to one of the churches would help out.
Yes.
And then note it for that Christ cupboard.
Yes. Yep.
Well, very good. Anything else you want to share with us today?
No, we just appreciate everybody's contributions, those that have helped us.
And if anybody else can help out too, it'd be great coming up on this fall season, winter season, and the holidays. That would be probably really nice.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Well, thanks both of you for coming in today.